TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
All right. Noah, are you actually recording this time?
I am.
Craziness. Andy, you recording?
I am.
Still in the bathroom shitting.
I am.
Shit.
I am pooping like a, I don't know, goose. I'm pooping like a goose.
All right.
Pooping like a big old goose. Pooping like a big old goose. You were at the nachos getting loose.
Ate some nachos, then got loose.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
Then I took a shit like a goose.
There you go.
Yeah, Mac 10. Oh, man, so much goose shit around my work. It's like a little minefield.
Andy, no. Focus. Get back in the game. Let's fucking count down and get this fucking shit started. No one cares about the goose shit around your work.
Andy, tell me about the goose shit.
Or for the very least, save that gold for the show so the listeners don't miss out on the goose shit story.
Andy, tell me about the goose shit.
Just
go deep.
I'll make sure and put that in the show notes. The goose shit. This week, goose shit, everybody. Don't fuck. You thought you were going to skip this episode? Oh, not so fast, Mr. Stinky Head. Goose shit. Yeah, I thought so. Save it. Control S.
No, it's copious and it's huge. It's like dog poo.
I know.
Like you're a son of a bitch. Dogs. I just want you to know that. You are a son of a bitch.
Hi, Mom.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house. So now we get together every week and do this TanCast. This week's Return of Tan Last, we talk about some current events like Bill Cosby and Ferguson. We all talk about our Thanksgivings, and then we do a high five list of stupid things we're thankful for. And when you hear this sound,
Thanksgiving!
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to Goose Shit. I'm Tim, the T in Goose Shit.
I'm Andy, the A in Goose Shit, I guess.
I'm Noah, I have nothing to do with this Goose Shit.
You have everything to do with this Goose Shit.
I'm in the TanCast.
Good.
And we're here.
So, how was everyone's week?
You don't want to do tan laps first?
Oh, that's right.
We skipped him last week. Noah was very upset. He had some Yo Mama jokes he was looking forward to, and he was crestfallen.
His crest just fell?
He was like, oh, where's my crest? Oh, no! That's what happened when it hit the ground.
Oh, crest busted. That's so sad.
I was not crestfallen.
Thanks for playing, Noah.
Sorry. Oh, man. So I forgot. I need to yes and more. Oh, man. I was crying. I was like, what's my life all about? I don't like the way my life is going. Should I just end it all?
I'm dying. I'm dead. Leave the flowers and get out.
So Tan Laughs.
Yeah.
Sure.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Jokes we're telling and yucks are so in here too. Come on, it's lovely waiting for some 10 laughs together with you. Just send your jokes in to us at fucktards@tancast.com and we'll get your jokes in just like I got my dick in your bum.
Alright, I got these 10 laughs sent in from Chelsea and they say, hey guys, here's some jokes via a kids radio station. Why did the nigger... Wait, what? Just kidding.
Oh, goodness.
Because that wouldn't be on a kid's radio station. That's why that's funny.
KKK radio station.
What's that?
You're listening to WKKK.
Wouldn't power. It just be K? KKK?
Could be, if it's on the East Coast.
Exactly. All right. Anyway, here's what her actual jokes say. Why did the football player go to the bank?
To deposit his semen.
Mm.
Noah got it. Oh, wait, no. To get his quarterback. What did one mosquito say to the other?
Stick it in my asshole.
Once again, Noah is on top of it. Just like he was on top of all that random strange getting a VD.
Want to grab a bite?
Oh, you cheater.
I didn't cheat.
You're a cheater.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yep.
Fair enough. I'm not, I don't even have the email.
Want to bite? Grab a bite with me. Now it's extra funny.
Oh, okay.
Good. Okay.
That's it. That's how that story goes.
Excellent. Any more stories, Tim? I love your stories.
I sense sarcasm.
It was on such a high note.
Yep, there it is. Sarcasm.
Like a Kevorkian patient.
I'm all done. I don't know what you fucking waiting for. I'm done. Move on.
I was just enjoying the silence.
Uncomfortable
Tim,
silence.
Can we let a moment of silence pass between us in comfort and friendship?
Stop it.
Tell him you're not yes ending.
Tim, I just want to listen to you breathe.
No, but next joke.
Tim, you're nobody.
That's right.
I refuse to live my life no-butting.
This one's from Tyler.
Gotta have a big old butt. I say what?
Andy got a big old butt.
I say what?
I told you I'd be true, but Andy got a big old butt. So I'm leaving you. LL Cool J. Peace. this one's from Tyler. It says, Noah, it's been a while since you had your mom joke.
Been a while!
Since we heard about how fat your mom.
So I'll get you back on track.
Enjoy the silence.
Classic. Sets it up one way, pays off the other.
I don't think I get this one, so we'll give it a try. Your mama is so fat, she played Five Nights at Freddy's, and Freddy found her, but she wouldn't fit in the suit.
I don't get that at all.
I think you have to know who Five Nights at Freddy's are, perhaps. That's
maybe.
Part one.
And it says, especially Chica and that bitch can eat. I'm not sure what's going on.
I like it when it's funny. Just because. Like,
oh,
I don't
so
get it.
There's
those
more
are
to
weird
it.
Words they mush together.
Your mama is so ugly, parentheses, ugh. When she played Five Nights at Freddy's, animatronics hid from her. Those jokes are from your mama channel on YouTube. Link. Link it.
Ah. Oh, does he provide a link?
No.
Ah.
Oh. All right, then.
Gentlemen, Five Nights at Freddy's is an indie point-and-click survival horror game.
Thanksgiving!
Match.
I feel like those are some very niche jokes, Tyler, but I thank you for the effort.
maybe somebody else out there was like, fucking yes, at
someone's
last,
like,
someone is doing the Five Nights at Freddy's joke that I've been waiting for.
Someone's like, genius.
How are these dumb fucks not getting the Five Nights at Freddy's jokes? That is hilarious. Those animatronics are creepy.
Oh, it's a recent one.
Yeah.
Those bear eyes are kind of scary.
They are, a little bit.
Tiny bit.
All right. So, no, any more?
No, that's it.
Okay. So, should I go next, since I'm the only Tancaster remaining?
That seems logical.
No. All right. No. Yeah, we're going to skip you, Andy. I'm sorry, buddy.
Okay.
No.
Well, in honor of the Republicans' recent wins, I am going to read a series of Tan Laughs sent to us back in May, because there's no time like May to get these things out in November. These are Republican-centric Tan Laughs sent to us.
Oh, I'm like, what does May have to do with the Republicans? Now it's starting to come clear.
It's when Brandon sent them to us, and I'm getting to them now. Someone passed across these and had to submit them for your groans. I look forward to hearing one of you read these and then Andy's words to explain them and how they're wrong. Sincerely, your number one socially liberal, fiscally conservative Republican fan, Brandon, Portland, Oregon. P.S. We just struck down the ban on marriage equality here in Oregon. That's awesome. News from, like, 5 months ago. Anyways, six.
Way to get on it.
Did you hear about the new Obama diet plan? You let Putin eat your lunch every day.
Oh.
You say Putin?
Putin.
Okay. For first, I was like, wait, did you say poop? But I mean, that would not make sense.
You let poop eat your lunch every day. You know, poop, my neighbor's cat? Yeah, everyone should know about poop. Poop loves lunch.
Poop is this new indie horror game.
You probably haven't heard of it. Only the hipsters are down on it right now. How does Obama win the war on terror? He renames it. Now it's the Overseas Contingency Operation.
All right.
Republican jokes aren't funny. Did you hear about the reporter who asked Obama a hard question?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you hear about the reporter who asked Obama a hard question? Neither did we. How many Democrats does it take to change a light bulb?
All of them.
5. Al Gore to ensure it's a CFL. An EPA agent in case the bulb breaks and a mercury cleanup is necessary. A person to bail out the homeowner. An Acorn member to ensure that the right person changed the bulb. And a member of the media to celebrate the change.
What fucking homeowner got bailed out? All the homeowners are just flapping in the wind. That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, fuck the bankers, man.
Fuck the police. Fuck them. Fuck the police.
Why can't Obama dance?
Because he's black?
Because every time he tries, the Republicans block it?
I like Tim's joke better, but because he has 2 leftist feet. I feel Tim's soul escaping, so I'm only going to do 1 more of these.
Do however many you want.
Oh, there's a lot.
Go on.
I'm trying to find the best one. I'm digging coming
seems
up.
Seems harder
like,
than one might imagine.
Yes. Okay, I like this one. What's the difference between Bill Clinton and government bonds?
Bill Clinton will only fuck you once?
Nope. Government bonds will mature someday.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I accept it.
I like the chubby girls.
Do you, Andy? Do you?
Yes. Andy needs a big old butt to get down.
Andy likes a big old butt.
I say what?
He be true. I say Andy like a big old butt. So he's leaving you. See ya.
Oh boy. Oh, there it is.
Tim, Tim likes that?
I did.
That's how the song goes.
I know. It doesn't mean I can't appreciate it when you had a little stank on it.
Oh man, I was watching New Jack City last week.
You're a liar.
Just like I don't know, 80s drug problems are just not funny, but just not like realistic, I guess. poor what's his name? I don't remember
poor
his name.
Poor old what's his name?
Chris Rock.
Ah.
Got hooked on crack again because they put him undercover. Tried to save his life, but they didn't do it. They fucked his life. Ice-T, you fucked his life.
Man, Ice-T, you're a fuck.
Man, Ice-T, get it together.
I'm Detective Tutuola.
I don't know what's going on.
I love all the stuff where, like, Ice-T and Ice-Q.
Santa Clance.
Santa Clance.
Santa Clance.
I can't, this is rude.
Thanksgiving.
I don't have to re-listen. I forgot about that. I have to re-listen to that. I was looking for Christmas specials to listen to yesterday, and I was like, oh, I forgot about that one. Santa Clance. I've said it like a million times.
It's got your favorite comedian in the whole wide world.
He is rapidly heading up there. I love me some Paul F. Tompkins.
I mean, not that he's not funny. I just don't think he's the funniest. Like,
oh, he's the goddamn funniest.
I would say I'm more of a Louis C.K. fan.
I like Louis C.K.
I think. You know, I mean, not that. I mean, I guess like a lot of comedians do it, kind of, you know, talk about like bigger social issues. But he's fucking hilarious.
See, I think that's why I liked Mitch Hedberg, because it was just like absurdist random shit.
Yeah. You would like that, Andy.
I did.
Yeah. Exactly. You liked
it. Yeah.
That's why you should.
That's why I used to like Bill Cosby. Because he wasn't really political either. And then he started raping people. And then I was like, hey, man, that's not cool.
You know, to be fair.
You got to let me put this pudding pop in your butt.
He was raping people way before you stopped liking him.
He was raping people before it was cool.
That's terrible.
That explained the vests. Hipster Bill Cosby.
Do you like my Cosby sweater? Did any of you watch the video clip of Hannibal Buress talking about him on stage?
Thanksgiving.
No,
but I mean, that's what started this whole.
Yeah,
I
did not know that. I was like, oh, this is coming back. I just thought people were like bringing up again, like victims. I did not realize that his video was the one that was like, oh yeah, I forgot about this thing.
Yeah.
And then I was reading an article about why, I kind of skimmed an article about why R. Kelly still has a career.
Listen. I wasn't reading the shit.
I was just like, hey, look, an article. Let me read one word and then move on.
I'm going to read the first 5 words of every paragraph and feel like it's an accomplishment.
And then I'm going to give you guys the 411.
I didn't need the whole thing. I just need like a little bit of like the gist of like what the person said. You know, basically they said no one's like really talking about it, so we've kind of forgot about it. Whereas like, oh, and also they talked about it happened at a different time. So, you know, back when R. Kelly did it, you know, like Twitter wasn't as big. Twitter was even around. I don't even know if YouTube was around, right? I don't know. But basically, you know, social media has changed so much that it's way easier to spread that message than it was when R. Kelly had his whole thing. And they wondered, like, is someone going to bring it back up? And, you know, maybe we'll hate R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was big enough that it made it onto Chappelle's Show, which was kind of like a big...
I mean, yeah, that's a good point.
A big social thing. Like that was on TV. I mean, basic cable, but still. A shit ton of people were watching that show.
Mm-hmm.
There was a trial. Like, the trial was much talked about. I think it was, you know, he was abusing black girls, and I think that... That people just didn't care that much about that. I think if he'd pissed on a white girl, people probably would have been up in arms about it. But I think there was maybe some racism to why R. Kelly got away with it. I think it's also because he was...
And he's brought it to another level.
Well, I think he was also kind of powerful in the music industry, and a lot of people were making, you know, a lot of money.
But,
and,
I mean...
So sort of turned a blind eye.
But you don't think the same thing about Bill Cosby?
Well, I mean, if Hannibal Buress was making a joke about that... Now, this is the thing that makes me feel worse about it. I got to assume that if Hannibal Buress had heard all this shit and was making jokes about it, that it must have like been something that came up and entered public consciousness at some point, enough so that he wrote a joke about it. I have to assume this is not the first time that I've heard, you know, claims that Bill Cosby is a fucking rapist. I kind of then have to assume that since it surprised me to hear, that I'd forgotten about it. Like, it was something that got dismissed in my brain, because my brain did not want to contain that information. And then I just kind of went on with my life with, you know, Bill Cosby, free to rape.
Yep, you're an American. That's what we all did.
Yep.
We heard the story, we said, oh, that doesn't fit with my knowledge of Bill Cosby. That's probably fake. cool. The media stopped reporting it. I immediately got replaced by whatever the fucking Kardashians did that week, or, you know, Paris Hilton blew somebody, or Lindsay Lohan had her twat hanging out inside of a limo, or whatever it was, and totally forgot about it.
Kim Kardashian's butt?
Huh?
Kim Kardashian's butt.
Yeah, that thing did not break the internet.
Not even close.
It broke my internet.
It broke my interest in the internet. I was like, oh, I'm going to turn this off for a day, because y'all can't shut the fuck up about a butt. Who gives a shit?
It happened while I was in Thailand, so all of a sudden I'm like, why is everyone talking about Kim Kardashian's ass? What's going on with her butt?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they photoshopped that butt.
Oh,
no.
There's no question of that.
No, that's all her. That's natural ass.
that's natural ass.
You
that is my favorite
food.
Cologne. Natural Ass by Calvin Klein.
Speaking of things that broke the internet, I kept seeing in my Facebook feed all these like, oh, the Star Wars trailer leaked, and then you click on it, it's like voiceovers from not even like actors in the movie. I'm like, that's fucking Benedict Cumberbatch from Star Trek Into Darkness. You're not fooling anyone. And then like a picture of Harrison Ford from Ender's Game. I'm like, you clearly stenciled over in Photoshop Han Solo over whatever his stupid general name was.
Oh, so it was a fake trailer?
Right, and it kept happening. And finally I was like, could we stop with the fake fucking trailers? And literally an hour later the real trailer hit.
I don't, like, why did
And everybody's
people...
like, it's not fake, Tim.
Just like that?
Yep.
Yeah, I went to show Drew the trailer, and the first hit on YouTube was some fucking fake thing that has, like, as many downvotes as upvotes. I'm like, YouTube needs to learn that when people are fucking downvoting something, it's retarded. I mean, like, pants on head retarded. If it's getting... Now, YouTube comments are always going to be negative. It could be, you know, like a puppy and a baby lamb frolicking together in a field of posies with a double rainbow in the background. And some asshole is going to be like, you know, nigger, 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 nigger in the comments.
This is why you can't trust niggers.
Yes.
You can't say that word, Andy. Fuck you.
I can say that. I have black friends.
Not anymore.
Oh. Oh, I got a headache from that laugh. Oh. But anyways, the things with the shit ton of downvotes are probably fucking fakes, and everyone's like, what is this shit? Either that or it's something, you know, like, controversial. Like, hey, Obama won. I'm a downvote cat. Okay, well, it's just a fact. So, where were we? R. Kelly peed on somebody.
I'm gonna piss on
good for
you.
R. Kelly.
Pee on you.
No, sometimes not good for people need peed on.
Well, no, it wasn't even that it was, like, pissed on someone. It's like he had sex with an underage girl. I think that was, like, the big thing. Like, I mean, sure, fucking, if you want to pee on people, you can pee on people. You know, as long as they're, you know... They're
consensual. Yeah,
I'm going to stop you real quick. I agree with your overall point, but I don't think people are just cool with other people getting peed on.
If it's consensual, why the fuck should people care?
Underage people getting peed on. I don't think they like
no,
that.
No, no. That's what I'm saying. Like, if it was, if you're of age, I said, then go pee on people. It's okay.
Oh, okay. Well, then I missed that part. I thought you were referring to this particular instance where...
No. I don't mean, like, just go start pissing on people, like, regardless of their age. Like, I was going to come over and be like, Michael, come here. I got to show you something, buddy. I got to show you how the world is, buddy. Come on. It's time to get real.
You know what? You can pee on James because he keeps peeing on us. So,
yeah.
That's just fair.
Yeah. Well,
how does it feel, James? How does it feel? Not very good, huh? That got a lot more.
How does it feel?
Hey! That was a Michael Jackson song. Or was it not?
It was.
Okay, good job, buddy.
Thank you.
You sound like you're talking to your child.
Hey, good job, buddy.
Hey, buddy, good job.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah, well, that was good of you. Thank you for putting your dishes away.
I am the youngest Tancaster.
Are you?
I am.
Yep.
Yeah. You're already 38. Tim's going to be 38 before me.
I am 38.
That means I win. I die last.
Nope.
Probably not.
You're dying first.
Wait. But I'm whiter than both of you. I die last.
Ooh, you're dying got first. There.
Got it there.
That's, you know, obviously Fergus has been going on. That's a thing.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Ferguson, what's going on with Craig Ferguson?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, I hear a lot of people saying, like, as a black man, you could die, like, any time. And I'm wondering, like, is that really the reality? Or, I mean, obviously, it's probably the reality for some people, because I do not feel that way. I don't know if it's because I live in the Bay Area. I don't know if it's because, you know, I'm mixed. Like,
I think that the reality is that, yes, you are more likely to be shot by police than I am. But both of us are very unlikely to be shot by police.
Now, do you think that's just the case across the board, or do you think that's because, you know, of where we live or, you know, who we are?
Some of it is going to be, some of it's going to be socioeconomic. Some of it's going to be, you know, like you live in the city and I live in the suburbs. So, you know, you may be walking through neighborhoods that are rougher than neighborhoods that I would walk through. I don't mean your, you know, socioeconomics, because I think you probably make about as much as I do.
No.
The color of your skin, though, does factor in. It will matter. But again, it's kind of like, you know, I'm more likely to get skin cancer than you. But I stay inside a lot, so I'm still pretty unlikely to get skin cancer.
I just wonder if, like, it was, like, you know, hyperbole or, like, people, like, blowing out proportion, or if this is the actual thing. I mean, obviously, I know it's a thing that you know, black people do have more of a chance of getting killed by police, but it's like, yeah. I don't know, I'm like, it's really like, you know, I might die, like, you know, I gotta be careful. I don't know.
Yeah, well, and then there's also the whole thing in Ferguson where, like I think it's the second highest source of funds for the city is the municipal court, and that they issue an average of something like, I think I was reading somewhere that it's an average of 3 arrest warrants per household. And I think that may even be like 3 arrest warrants per household per year. But it's basically that the court fines are so huge that, you know, there's like some tiny infraction like jaywalking. And then they toss a shit ton of court fines on it, and then poor people can't pay that. And then they put in arrest warrants. You know, it's basically like debtor's prison.
I had heard this, like...
I've heard of that as well, yeah.
Yeah, like there's... And also, though, if... Yeah, they're fine, and also they'll fine them more for, like, stupid stuff like, you know, we had to put you in a cell, so we're going to charge you for that. It's like, really? Like, the person couldn't pay the other shit, like...
Yeah, policing should be a cost center. Policing should not be a profit center for any municipality. If you have for-profit policing, you are creating perverse incentives for the police to go out and illegally extract money from people. You know, basically policing then becomes a protection racket.
Well, also like that. Go ahead, Tim. You might be.
Well, I was gonna say like that John Oliver thing about police seizing property and using the thing.
Yes.
Like, is that what you were gonna say?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they seize the property under the guise that it could be criminal, and then you never get it back because just the time and money to take them to court.
And it's not like they have to go through some process of seizing it; they just take it.
Yep. Yeah. And then you've got to prove that the items are not criminals. Like the items are guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah. Yeah. Civil forfeiture, I think, was what it was called, something like that. But
the link is already in the show notes, and if you've clicked on that, you've already had a better time than this entire episode of Tancast.
Thanksgiving. Yeah, John Oliver's a funny motherfucker. You know, even if you don't give a shit about the politics of it, which by the end of listening to this thing, you will, unless you're a cold-hearted son of a bitch. He's far more entertaining than us.
I know a guy personally who writes for that show, and he's a good guy.
Oh, good deal.
I know a guy personally, and he's an asshole. Not that
writes
for
the show?
No, just a guy personally.
I know a guy personally, and he likes it when I touch his penis.
Wait, is that you, Andy?
It's me.
Nope. It's Seth from marketing.
Oh, Seth. He loves the penis touching.
He doesn't even play with it. Just like E.T., like, ouch. Just touch it.
Elliot.
I'll be right here.
Don't leave me.
What? Oh, Noah. You're a silly goose.
So, now, how was everyone's week? How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How's your motherfucking week?
Delicious.
Oh, wait. That's already half hour into it. All right, well. I don't have a ton to add to my week. Yeah. Thanksgiving. That happened.
Yeah, Thanksgiving did happen. That's a good lead into the other thing that we were going to talk about. But
that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, some work happened, and that was about it. And then we made a gigantic turkey and had some friends over, and they brought over with them some delicious pecan bars for dessert and some a massive amount of mashed potatoes with just a shit ton of roasted garlic in it. And that was delicious. Definitely kept some of that. And we made stuffing, and we made cream spinach. And it mostly almost came out okay. For some reason, the cream spinach, like, it came out of being cooked and, like, went on the table. And, like, by the time that we got done, like, everybody getting their food out, like, the cream spinach was cold. I'm like, I don't fucking get this. That was, like, hot to table in, like, no time at all. And you think it's a dense food and it's going to retain the heat. But nope, it got cold. But overall, Caitlin was really disappointed. Her gravy wound... Gravy's tricky, but her gravy wound up thick for, like, the first time ever. And, like a bit, she thinks, too thick. I was fine with it. Tasted like gravy. It was delicious. But we almost had a couple of Thanksgiving mishaps. And at first I thought that we were only going to have the one, like, okay, this is the Thanksgiving thing that panics us and that everything's okay. Our oven, like the power for the oven just went off and then came back on again. Like there was a brownout and it just turned the oven off. So like Caitlin walked by, she's like, why does the oven say 12 and not 350? I'm like, cause the oven's asking you to set the time. That means the oven is off. That means the oven has reset. She's like, well, won't let me turn the thing back on. I'm like, you have to put a time in first because it's asking you to set a time. So just put in the time and hit start. Now turn the oven on. So when we turned the oven on, it had dropped to like 270 or something like that. She's like, how long do you think it would take it to drop to 270? I'm like, I'm thinking like 20 minutes. She's like, all right, we'll leave this in for a little longer than we thought. So we thought, okay, you know, crisis averted. We watched the oven a little more closely just to make sure it didn't happen again. Like there wasn't like, you know, a short or, you know, problem with the breaker or something like that. Everything with the oven went fine. We were down to, I think, like an hour before our friends were supposed to come over, and a toilet overflowed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did it? Who did it?
I'm not going to point any fingers at my wife. All I need to say is that a toilet overflowed, and there was a little bit of poo on the floor.
Man, that's a shitty welcome.
It was.
Boop.
So we got it. I got it away from the carpet and kept it from, you know, it was a linoleum floor, so there wasn't like any, you know, grout or whatever for it to seep into.
Did you push it out with your toes?
No. Used basically every towel in the house to sop it up, and then a shit ton of Lysol and wipes and everything to wipe everything. The worst part, this is going to be a little gross, so maybe we should insert the Stephen Colbert, even though this isn't a spoiler.
No!
Just so people have time. The worst part was getting the little bits of corn up off the floor.
Are you serious?
Yes. I was like, and I laugh about it now, but I was so mad when it was happening. I was like, why did you do this? She's like, I didn't mean to. It just happened. I apologized to her later because I was like, of course she didn't mean to on fucking Thanksgiving or any other time cause poo to be on the floor, but...
It happened.
But I was like, I'm going to take care of this. Just get out of my way. Get in the shower. Just take your shower. I'm just going to clean up the floor. She's like, oh, okay. And so she did. And then, so I'm cleaning the floor by myself. And somehow, like, even though that's the thing I told her to do, like, that made me madder. And I realized later, again, I was being stupid. And I apologized for that as well. And she started laughing. I was like, oh, there's corn. There's corn. And she starts laughing at me. I'm like, you don't get to laugh. This is your corn. And then later I laughed. Like, there was corn. And of course, Drew, as soon as he hears all the hustle and bustle, is like, I want to see, is there poo on the floor? Can you actually see poo on the floor? I know you're curious about how the world works, but go the fuck away.
Poo on the floor is so exciting, Andy. You don't realize the excitement of poo on the floor. It's
not
just
exciting,
day.
But mysterious.
Exactly. Take a shit on the floor.
Because there's nothing more mysterious than a big shit in the middle of the floor. Oh, Dave Attell.
How I miss you so, even though you're still around.
And doing shit. Just on the floor.
Nah. All right. So sorry, how the fuck was the rest of everyone else's week?
Noah?
My week was good.
Good.
Went back to work.
Yeah? Did you fly across any other continents?
No. Oh. Not this week.
All right.
And work was fine. Then I went to Santa Cruz. For Thanksgiving, I saw my sister, who's in college now, and loving it.
Good, good.
And I ate lots of delicious food. Nothing too, you know, exciting to write home about. Got some presents from my trip that I already took. My aunt did not give it to me before I left.
Oh, shit, that reminds me. I have a present for you.
Is it your dick?
Yeah, what, are you fucking with me?
No, it's a. Don't get excited. It's not like something's going to change your life. But, yeah, I have a present for you.
Oh, that does change my life, Tim.
Tim, do I know about this present?
Yes, you do.
Now I'm excited.
Will it change my life, Andy?
It's not going to change your life. But you should see,
as advertised.
But you should see these nipples.
See, I told you so. I did not lie about life-changing presents.
This ain't changing shit.
All right, well, I'm going to see you soon, buddy. Good job, buddy.
Hey, you know, I'm getting it done.
Tim, if you can get a picture of his face when he gets the present, I'd appreciate it.
I was going to mail it to him, but all right.
All right.
Oh, okay. I was going
to... take a selfie. Do an unboxing. You know what? Set up your phone and, like, do an unboxing video. Put it on YouTube. Let
I don't
the
know
world
if Tim's,
see.
Tim's into this.
It seems like a lot of work.
Tim's into anything.
All right.
Tim's allergic to statement. Joy.
Tim's into love.
Self-love.
And wife love. Child love.
Tim is into wife love.
Clearly, at least twice.
Giggity-goo. I put my spoo in you.
Alrighty. Oh, okay. I went to my mother-in-law's for Thanksgiving. We had lots of delicious food. The baby slept almost the entire time we were there. The people were like, oh, he's so adorable. I'm like, yeah, because you're not going to be here at 2 a.m. You shut the fuck up.
Did anyone puke on you?
Nobody puked on me, so that's a win.
Yes. You'd have to wear your mother-in-law's clothes.
Oh, man. That's a good picture.
Thanksgiving.
Danelle could not stop laughing. I'm like, could you tend to your son and stop laughing, please? He just threw up. He needs some love. Stop laughing in my incredibly tight mother-in-law pants.
Good times.
So I'm thankful that no one threw up on me this Thanksgiving.
Yay! Hey,
that sounds like something we should do a whole top five list of.
It does. Let's do a high five of things we're thankful for.
Yay!
Spontaneously.
High five.
Andy, you want to kick this off and explain it a little more?
Sure. So we're going to do a high five of things that we're thankful for.
But
nothing. That is all the setup.
I thought there was specific proviso or, you know, instructions about what we were choosing.
Those are supposed to be secret, guys.
Oh.
You guys.
Andy.
Yeah.
Don't be an idiot.
I know.
I know it's hard for you.
What? It's supposed to be a secret? Did you say that in the text?
Yes.
All right.
I don't think he did. Two out of two hosts agree. Wait, two out of three hosts.
Fine. I figure everybody does, you know, like things that they're thankful for, and they always try to make it meaningful, like family and sunshine and whatever. And I'm like, this is fucking TanCast. Let's make this as stupid as possible. Stupid.
See, I think it's funnier if people know that going into it.
I thought it would just be funny for us to be stupid and horrible.
All right. Well, so, we'll agree you're wrong.
Okay. Listeners, get to the end of this episode, then give yourself an aneurysm so you can forget this conversation happened and see which way it was funnier, with or without the aneurysm.
I like it.
So I am thankful for my penis and testicles. Because
according
to the internet, those suckers give me an immediate bonus to my math, science, and technology abilities.
Wow.
Also rational thinking.
Okay.
And apparently, this isn't just the internet, but apparently they also increase my earnings potential by like 20%. So they got that going for them, which is nice.
Okay. I'm appreciative of my fingers. I mean, touch things, jerk off, touch my iPhone.
Yeah, jerk it.
I think even if you didn't have fingers, like, you'd still figure out a way to jerk it with nubs. Or like wrists.
Would I, Andy? It wouldn't be as awesome, though.
I think it wouldn't be as awesome. Well, you know what, though? Like, if you got the Captain Hook extension...
And how am I going to flick it in someone's eye later? Hmm?
Gosh, you got me there. Oh, no. I got a solution. Okay, so you got no hands. Just your arms end at the wrists. You get the Captain Hook...
Is this your list, Andy?
No.
Is this your list?
I'm solving problems for you. You get the Captain Hook
thing,
but
the
with the you get the detachable you get the attachable accoutrements, and you put a fleshlight on the end. So you got like a Captain Hook hand, but with the fleshlight on it, and then you hook the fleshlight up to a super soaker, and then you know you got the fleshlight to jerk it with, and the super soaker to squirt it in people's eyes after. Solved. Tim,
my turn.
I bet that's an attachment they don't have when you go. Like, I'm getting my arm amputated. You got a fleshlight. Fleshlight attachment?
Well, no, if they don't, that's how you'll make your millions.
I'll look right into that, Andy.
Well, don't look right into it, because something could leak
that
back out.
He is going
to
look right into that.
I'm researching it right now, checking the copyright office, checking patents.
Amputee fleshlight is now going to be part of my Google search history.
Well.
That's what Tim thinks of that shit.
I sneeze. That is something to sneeze at. So my number five is the John Williams Superman theme. I'm thankful for that. I don't know if I've mentioned that before, but I'm a fan of that piece of music.
You know what, Tim? I don't think you've ever talked about that.
Oh, well, I am, and I like it.
Tim, tell us about it. How did you feel that was in the new movie?
I was a little displeased about that, I gotta say.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But Hans Zimmer's so beloved.
I'm surprised I haven't mentioned this before. It feels like I may have mentioned this ad nauseum.
I don't think so, Tim.
Wait, okay. No, Tim, you are not the type of person that won't let things go. Like, you just stuff, you're like, oh, whatever, no big deal. Life goes on, right? Oh,
like, yeah, you're right.
Water off a duck's back, shit out of Goose's ass, whatever. Just flies off, Tim.
It just flies off, and as it flies away, you hear the Superman theme.
Nicely done.
Thank you. All right, next.
I'm also thankful for my pasty white skin, especially in this time of all of the stuff going on in Ferguson. It reminds me that the only time I've ever been stopped in question for being quote-unquote suspicious, I had Noah with me in the car. So I think Noah may have been what made me suspicious that day. Also, apparently, my pasty white skin increases my my earnings potential, so it's got that going for it.
You know, I'm grateful for Chicago song, If You Leave Me Now. If you leave me now, you take away the biggest part of me.
Wow.
Ooh, baby,
please don't go.
Wow.
Do,
fucking wow. Noah pulling the deep cuts.
I was going to mock Noah, but then I felt the need to sing along with him instead. Noah, I understand you.
I listened to that song in Thailand. It was good.
Oh, God. Oh. Whew, that was good times. All right. I am thankful for Snopes.com.
Thanksgiving.
I can see that.
Because we all have a few people who insist on posting utter nonsense on their Facebook. I love being able to have a link to tell them why they are full of shit.
You don't have to argue with them. You just have to send a link.
Yep.
They should have renamed Snopes to thisiswhyyou'restupid.com.
Yeah, so true.
Learn about your stupidity. Very good. I am thankful for the first madman that ate a cranberry and didn't give up. That first crazy son of a bitch that's like, yeah, you know what? It's bitter and sour and it grows in this awful swamp, but I think there's potential here.
For a second, I thought you were talking about Mad Men, the TV show. I was like, what the fuck?
Yes, I am grateful for that first time that Don Draper ate a cranberry and went, cranberries, it's about family. It's about hope. It's about the future. Buy a Dodge.
Okay. Noah?
I'm grateful that Snopes has an updated site since it opened. Like, why get good graphics and nice design? Nope, we're sticking with this old, hideous look. That's all.
Who are you talking about? What?
Snopes has an updated website since, like, I don't know when.
Oh. So that's one of yours?
Yeah.
It is now.
I think he made that up on the fly. I'm going to throw that out
there. I did no research at all for this.
No, this is not the type of thing that, like, introspection, maybe. Research, no.
Oh, so you weren't ready for this high five, is what you're saying, Noah?
Nope.
All right.
Woke up, and I was like, oh, yeah, gotta do that.
All right, well, my number three is movie theater popcorn.
Really?
Delicious.
Oh, actually, I'm going to steal that.
I think there's so much better popcorn out there.
Well, actually, my number one would be Disneyland popcorn, but we're not going with everything.
All right. That's true. That's true. This is just high five. It's not top five.
Yeah, I like some movie theater popcorn, and it's way more accessible than Disneyland popcorn for me these days.
Well, that's true. And you know what, Tim? It is pretty stupid, so I'll give you that.
Yeah, it's way overpriced, but it's delicious.
Oh. Well, I am thankful for the fact that Tim prepares for high fives.
I think you're making this up on the fly.
I'm calling an audible. That is a valid choice. If I'm quarterbacking this, I can call an audible.
Oh, Lord in heaven.
You okay there, buddy?
My lungs. When I get down to the bottom of my lungs, they're not happy.
Oh.
Shallow breaths are fine, but these deep laugh breaths, no.
Are you done, Andy?
Yeah, that's it.
I'm grateful for kettle corn at the Century Cinemark Theaters. I'm also grateful that a movie I want to see is playing there when that happens, because I'm like, oh, that means I get my kettle corn. I love kettle corn.
Oh. So you're really thankful for whoever chooses their movies, whoever programs the theater.
You know, I think they have a similar deal to how we did. If the Metron is playing it, they are not playing it. And I think they don't get first crack, because oftentimes the bigger movies are not playing at this Century. So I'm like, oh, all right, no kettle corn for me. And
damn it,
they
Metreon.
Have street kettle corn real nearby, but it's just not as good. There's something I don't like about it.
Street corn. That doesn't sound appealing to me.
I mean, supposedly it's fresh, but I think it sits there for a while. I don't know. There's something, something tastier. You know what I think it is? It's because I think the kettle corn at the movie theater sits in a little heated area, and the kettle corn on the street just sits in a bag.
Mm. So it seems fresher because it's warmer when it gets to you?
Yes.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Tim?
Is my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. I am thankful for... let's see. I have two here I'm going to go between. I haven't decided which... Oh, no. I'm actually between three. The Marvel Cinematic Universe. As a DC Comics guy, this kind of hurts to say. The Marvel folks are killing it on the big screen. And it looks like they're going to continue killing it in the near future.
Yeah. We've pre-ordered Guardians of the Galaxy. I can't wait for that shit to get... It's going to be like 2 more weeks.
Have you seen the How It Should Have Ended for Guardians of the Galaxy?
Thanksgiving!
No, I haven't.
The overall how it should have ended part isn't amazing, but once they get to the Superman, Batman, and everybody else in the diner part, there's a good joke in there.
There's a lot of them that they do where it's like, and it's the tag at the end that makes it funny.
Yeah, I'm just sitting through this so I can get to the Superman, Batman action.
It's like you didn't really have a valid criticism of like the plotting of this film. It was a superhero one, and you wanted to get to the superhero cafe.
Exactly.
And I'm okay with that.
Exactly. Anyway, MCU.
So I'm down to my fifth, and I'm not sure which of these two I want to go with. You know what? I do. Okay.
Cars. Wait, we're at five already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Sweet.
I am. It was a stupid high five. We're not going to spend a lot of time on it. I am thankful
Clearly
for Cars.
Clearly, Noah already beat you to that punch.
True.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is the best one we've done so far.
So much care and crafting.
Okay, I spent a lot of time coming up my list.
Number five. Noah? No? Okay, number five. Cars.
Cars?
I'm thankful for cars because without them I'd have to probably like live closer to people and like walk places and potentially interact with those people on the way.
Oh,
and because
phew.
I have cars, I don't have to do any of that fucking noise.
I thought you meant the Disney Pixar movie. I was going to be like, fuck you.
No.
This list isn't that stupid.
No. I mean the large device that sits outside my house and takes me where I want to go in complete silence if that is what I choose.
I like that.
Because it would either be car or I'd have to own a horse and horses fucking hate me.
All right.
I don't know why. Maybe every horse abuser ever looks like me.
That'd be sweet.
Like bald,
have a horse?
Bald, chubby dude with a goatee, I'm going to kick you.
If I had a horse, I would ride to work every day. That would be awesome.
Wait.
Fair enough.
A horse never kicked you.
I've had a horse kick at me.
Yeah, he's told this story before. It almost hit him in the head.
Yeah.
Andy?
Yes?
Noah?
I don't believe it.
I'm not sure what just happened right now. Tancast collectively had a stroke.
What am I grateful for? I'm grateful for food. Food, it's good. I like to eat it.
Keeps you from dying. That's nice.
Food's delicious.
It's not as effective as water.
I eat it. Keeps
water,
you from dying.
Water
some of it tastes good. Some of it doesn't taste good. Some of it makes you throw up. Some of it doesn't. Most of it doesn't. This is true, but food tastes better.
Are you still thankful for the food that makes you throw up, or do you lose your thankfulness?
I think Noah is actually tancasting him from the moon because he is on a super, super delay.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Because he
I don't know what happened. It was good for a while.
Holy shit. No, when you hear this, say cock.
Yeah, food, good, done. Cock.
Oh, sweet bastard.
Wow.
Noah, what's Sunday like?
All right. I'm going to go ahead and do mine, and Noah will hear it someday.
Yes. Continue, Tim.
So my number one is Christmas carols.
Okay.
Especially because now that it's after Thanksgiving, I don't have to listen to them on the down low. Everybody's listening to them. It's officially Christmas season.
Tim, were you a closeted Christmassy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been listening to Christmas carols since September, son.
Holy shit. Well, you know what? My sister-in-law can beat you, because she usually starts it in about July.
Nice. Yeah. I did listen to some Christmas carols in June for half Christmas. On June 25th.
That is commitment. You are indeed thankful.
Yep. I've got over 200 Christmas songs on my iPad, iPod, and iPhone.
That's
the same ones on all three, but still, I've got them no matter where I am. I've got my Christmas tunes ready to go.
Yeah.
One of them is Andy singing Jingle Bells with our high school choir.
Oh, that's a barbershop quartet.
Yep. My oldest son, likes it.
Huh.
My son.
My son! Anybody got honorable mentions?
I got a couple.
All right, me too. Right. Noah, I'm sure you've got tons, so try and sort them out.
Yep.
Oh, I'll get on them, buddy. Don't you worry about me.
Honorable mentions include Girls with Daddy Issues, because without them, there'd be a lot less internet porn, and that's not a world any of us should have to live in, except maybe Girls with Daddy Issues. Baggy Shirts, the boon of chubby guys everywhere. Wet Wipes, because butt hair is an issue, and bidets are uncommon in North America. And Back Meds, because apparently if I hurt myself enough, a doctor will get me high.
Nice.
Thank you.
Noah, you got any? Or no?
Oh, yeah, I got lots.
Alphabetize them, Tim.
I'm grateful for the sky. It's very nice. It's blue. That's sometimes. Good. Has clouds.
Yeah. Keeps the meteors away. That's nice.
I'm great for my butt. You know, helps me sit on things. Keeps things soft. not too hard, my butt. I can sit on hard things, and it's like, oh, this is not so bad. You know, it doesn't feel great, but, you know, could be worse.
Yeah, it's better than, you know, just like bone on, like hip bone on the metal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for Big Booty Quumps. It's a good, good song. And they make the world go round.
All right. I think you're actually allowed to say bitches since it's the name of a song.
Yeah, yeah.
You're quoting someone else's work. Don't boulderize it.
All right, my turn?
Yes.
Okay. Pepperoni pizza?
Uh-huh,
I mean,
yeah.
What more do I need to say? It's delicious.
Yeah.
Star Trek The Next Generation? Wait, did I already give that one?
Nope.
Okay. The show is awesome. I will always be a Star Trek fan because of the show. Netflix streaming allows me to watch shows whenever I want. Like
I meant to put
Star
Netflix
Trek The
on
Next
my...
Generation.
Yeah.
Along with other stuff.
Yeah.
Goofy? Mickey is great, but I love this guy.
That
costume.
Is awfully stupid.
Thank you. Costumes. I love dressing up. Now that I'm a grown-up, I can buy whatever costumes I want.
That is exceptionally stupid.
John Oliver. This guy makes me laugh all the time. I was sad that he left The Daily Show. I'm sadder still that he has an HBO show that I don't have HBO for. And the very last stupid thing I'm grateful for is the fact that I wrote a blog with this exact theme exactly 1 year ago and was able to pilfer all my items for this list.
Thanksgiving!
Oh, you jerkface. Well, you did some kind of work into it.
Yeah, but I was like, when Andy's like suggesting this, I'm like, wait, didn't we do this already? And I look it up. I'm like, oh no, I did this already. 12
I got
silly
one more honorable
mention
for. That's actually serious. I'm grateful for being an adult and having money because that means I could do like Tim said, he can go buy costumes. If I want to go buy some random thing, whether it's like a toy or a food item, like you know what, Twinkie sounds delicious right now.
Or if you want to buy pussy, you can go out and buy pussy.
I don't want to buy pussy though.
I'm
not saying you want to.
He's single. He doesn't have to run those purchases by anybody.
Yeah. You don't have to be like, Mom, can you go to the store and give me some pussy?
I want to get this expensive video game system. I'm going to get this expensive video game system because I don't got to check with nobody.
That's right. I'm like, I don't got to balance my budget with anyone. I'm like,
oh. That makes me not an adult because before I bought Borderlands the pre-sequel 2 days ago, I went to my wife, honey... It's on sale. It's $25. She's like, yeah, fuck yeah. Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
That was the joke I was making, Andy.
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome aboard.
I was just making a specific... This has to be stupid, Tim. I'm making it stupid.
Well, all right.
By participating. I thought of one other thing that I'm thankful for. Neither of you decided to say that you were thankful that you were not born with Andy's penis, which is the one I suggested in the IM.
That's right, he did.
I am thankful I wasn't born with Andy's penis, though.
What was that, Tim?
Huh?
Oh, huh?
Me
buddy?
Too. Huh?
No, friend of mine?
Oh, no.
Your penis is great.
Pal Eternal?
Your penis is great.
Thank you, Noah.
It's the best penis I can't see with the naked eye.
Wait, is that because of distance? Size.
Think about it.
I'm thinking too hard.
All right. Well, while you're thinking too hard, I kept meaning to instigate this contest. I'm going to give away some of those You Suck at Parking flyers that are available right now at the Tan store.
Thanksgiving!
And all you have to do is tweet one of your favorite, which one is your favorite, War on Christmas, War on Christmas card that's currently in the Tan store.
Thanksgiving!
Just tweet a link to the... which one of the five or so cards is your favorite, and hashtag it TanCastWarOnChristmas, and we'll pick somebody. You'll win a bunch of the You Suck at Parking flyers to keep in your car and put on people's cars and say, hey, you suck at parking.
Very nice.
But don't tweet it at TanCast. You got to tweet it to all your friends, because the whole point is to get some advertising going. Yeah, that's right. It's a cynical advertising ploy so you can win something. And that's why this contest is called TanCast Christmas Cynical Advertising Ploy. Offer valid in 49 states. Sorry, Tennessee.
Oh.
Is that true, Tim?
No, it's just a... I can't remember... I can't remember what it's from, but some ad used to do that a lot.
I'm just wondering if you looked into it. I'm like, fuck, I can't say anything in Tennessee.
No.
Sorry,
offer
Andy's
not exchangeable
mom.
For anything. This offer has no cash value.
This is true.
None of us are lawyers, so if you come up with some clever thing, then we'll just cancel the contest.
Wait, does it have some cash value? Couldn't you theoretically sell those things?
Well, no, you cannot then,
you can't
come after
ask us
for
the cash value instead of the thing.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Or ask us to pay for taxes on the free shit that we sent you or whatever.
Oh yeah, this definitely will not bump you into a higher tax bracket this price. You are golden.
Yeah. Well, you're brass.
Will it change your life, Tim?
It might. There's nothing like the feeling of putting one of those on a car. I've done it several times.
Don't do it when the asshole Parker is, nearby, because that could literally change your life. You could spend some time in the hospital and bills and whatnot.
Just run.
Oh, yeah. So don't do it if you're fat like me. If you're as thankful for cars as I am, yeah. If you're lean and mean like Noah, have at.
I'm a lean, mean, not fighting machine.
Running away from the danger machine.
I got strong legs. I run like an
African.
Doesn't
have to be fast. He just has to be faster than you.
I actually realize I'm not super fast on acceleration. I have a friend. I could outrun him distance-wise, but off the line, he will beat me.
Well, that's sprinters and distance runners are two totally different things.
Two different skill sets.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's Sandcast for this week, everybody.
Grinding to a halt.
Remember, you're doing it like R. Kelly, getting away with peeing on people.
Never trust R. Kelly not to piss on you.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with Cosby instead of R. Kelly.
I thought about it a little too soon, maybe.
What? It's been 30 years.
Too soon.
Well, this week I hate that Michael Bay is not the only one ruining my childhood. Thanks, Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah. It's
TanCast. Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the TanCast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to TanCast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@TanCast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid for making the official TanCast theme. All right, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to TanCast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
TanCast.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure it sucks way more for the women who got raped, but it sucks that I can't enjoy the Cosby Show reruns now.
Yep. You literally can't. They're getting fucking pulled from everywhere.
I'm sure it sucks way more for the women who got raped.
That's what I said.
Yes.
And also, every time I say something about pudding, I start to do the impression. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to do a rapist impression. You're going to eat this pudding whether you want to or not.
There may or may not be a roofie in the bottom.
I'm going to shove this pudding in your mouth.
It's interesting people are pulling up that bit he did about Spanish Fly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, really? Like, I think it was just a joke. I don't really think it was like some indication of like, oh, this guy. Because I figure if you go back in anyone's history, you could probably find something like, see, they said this thing that one time that you is, you know, foreshadowing what they did.
That just happened yesterday. My wife and I were watching the Saturday Night Live Thanksgiving special, and one of the things that was on there was Brittany Murphy playing a character who was like overdosing on caffeine and Nodos and Red Bulls and whatever. And part of the joke was that her heart just suddenly stopped while she was sitting there. I started laughing my ass off. My wife is like, "That's not right. You got to no, don't laugh."
Yeah,
that's not funny. I'm like, that's funny because it's dark now.
So dark. Yeah, so I'm like, you know, yeah, that happened. I don't think it was really like, oh, look, see, he said this. It means he was going to do it. I think it was just a joke and that he happened to make, and then he actually did something that was like the joke. That's all. I was like, really?
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah, you really think the comedians are like, hey, everybody, I killed a guy once. Yeah, buried him in cement right underneath this stage when they were building this theater. Hey, I'm silly. I'll be here all week. Just don't dig up the stage.
I don't know why I felt that funny.
Although now if I commit a murder, I'm totally joking about it because that would be the last thing anyone expects.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'd be successful first.
Damn it! There's always something.
Stupid rules and logic to the universe. That's what I'm not thankful for.
All right. Have a week.
Have a week.
I'll try to have a whole one.